That's an appropriate song, isn't it? We've been going through the Gospel of Matthew. And doesn't it just stir your heart with devotion? No turning back. Take a moment and turn with me to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. We read of a letter that Paul writes to the church at, that's right, Rome. That's one of those easy ones, isn't it? What's interesting is that Paul has never been there, but yet he feels tied to those that he writes to. And his hope is that someday he'll be there. And yes, he will be. He'll be able to go to Rome, all expenses paid, as they ship him over there to go see the Caesar, and he gets a load off his shoulders. Actually gets his head taken off. But gladly, he does this for the sake of the gospel, and the Lord uses him greatly while he's there in Rome. His statement to them, as he writes in Romans chapter 1, verse 9, reads this way: "For God, whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel of his Son, is my witness how unceasingly I make mention of you, praying for them, thinking about them, seeing them not. Always in my prayers making request, if perhaps now at last, by the will of God, I may succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you in order that I may impart some spiritual gift to you and that you may be established. That is, that I might be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine." The Lord has so ordained that the church as a body of Christ minister to one another. And as Paul so aptly puts it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that we're all made differently, like parts of the body. And how wonderful it is when all the parts function and all the parts come together and minister to each other. When they're apart, it's difficult. And one of the things I was sharing at the earlier service, how wonderful it is during this time we get cards from those who are, I still feel that they're part of the church, even when they move away. We got a nice letter that I read earlier this morning from Linda Green, and what a part of the body she is and how she expresses her love for us, much like what Paul writes here. And got a wonderful letter from our, actually stay in contact with Bill and Lo, and looking forward to seeing them in January for a while. And Kendall still stays in contact with us, and so what a wonderful thing that we have that relationship. I have a card here that was sent by Roger and Sherry, and you remember her, and just love Roger to death, and he continues to minister out west where he is. I think that's where Roger belongs, sort of out west. Sort of a gunslinger kind of guy. Retired custom agent. But he writes this, and most of you know, Roger continues to minister, has Bible studies, and is very active as we ordained him here in this church. But he writes this: "Dear family, it is a great blessing to us as we remember your faith and love for one another on this wonderful celebration of our Lord's birth. We reflect on the love and joy each one of you have imparted to our lives. We thank our God and our Lord Jesus Christ for the gift of life, his body, the church. Wishing you a renewed strength and a steadfast walk in 2015, our Lord's richest blessings upon you as you serve him. Love in Christ, Roger, Sherry, and Gabriel." So it's always good to hear. He puts in the card, "We love and miss you. We are looking forward to the day we see you again." Sounds a lot like Paul's letter, doesn't it? So we're thankful for all the good letters that we get, and for the camaraderie that we have. And someday the family will never part again. So, Father, we give you thanks for these cards and letters, and for the relationship that you've given us that goes beyond just mere physical. It goes into the realm of the spiritual, and we become brothers and sisters for all eternity. We We can hardly wait till we're all together and we're never parted again. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.